The World Health Organization is beginning a new initiative to test the world's first malaria vaccine on 750,000 toddlers in the African countries of Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi next year. Even with existing malaria treatments and preventative measures such as mosquito nets, these countries still experience high malaria mortalities, especially in children. And this vaccine could change that. Joining us now via Skype from Geneva is David Caslow of the nonprofit PATH, where he's director of their Center for Vaccine Innovation and Access. PATH helped fund and develop this vaccine. David, welcome.
Thank you.
So first of all, tell us, is there a lot of excitement around this vaccine test for malaria?
Yeah, so this is a really important milestone for development of malaria vaccines at large. It's the first time that a malaria vaccine will go into pilot implementation.
The first time, okay, in the long history of humanity trying to fight this disease. But do we already have a sense as to how effective or not effective this vaccine might be?
We do. And the strongest evidence of how this vaccine works comes from a very large, well-conducted clinical trial in Africa by African scientists that showed that this vaccine, RTSS, reduced the number of malaria cases by half in young children over the first year after vaccination, and that protection was actually prolonged by a fourth dose, which ultimately prevented 4 in 10 malaria cases over a four-year follow-up.
Now, there may be people who react to those numbers and say, ooh, long-term prevention, 4 out of 10, maybe it's not that effective. So why is there so much excitement around this vaccine?
Well, despite really good progress in controlling malaria over the last 15 years, malaria still remains one of the world's deadliest diseases. It still kills nearly 500,000 persons every year, mostly in Africa, mostly in children. What I encourage here and now listeners to think about is this. Malaria kills a classroom full of 25 children every 30 minutes, day in, day out. And the real tragedy is that these deaths of malaria are completely preventable and treatable and really should be considered unacceptable. We need new tools to fight this disease, and this is potentially one of them, imperfect as it may be.
Yeah. So I see your point that if this vaccine does prove effective, you know, you could say there's 250,000 lives potentially that could be saved every year. But you mentioned a little bit earlier that there are 4 rounds of shots for the complete implementation of the vaccine. Are there challenges, sort of medical infrastructure challenges in any of these countries that could prevent parents from getting their children to doctors, to clinics for all 4 shots?
Potentially, yes. And that's one of kind of 3 things that this pilot implementation, which we hope to implement in 3 countries beginning in 2018, is meant to answer. One of those is how feasible is it to administer all 4 doses of this vaccine in a real life setting of a routine health service delivery in low resource settings? I mean, the other things we want to know is what impact does it have on overall childhood survival? And finally, what, if any, reactions are there associated with receiving this vaccine? So what adverse events are associated with it? So those are the 3 major things we hope to accomplish in this pilot implementation program.
And what about cost?
Well, at this point, the cost has not been set, although the manufacturer of this vaccine, GlaxoSmithKline, has stated that they will price it at the cost of manufacturing plus a small percentage that they'll reinvest in developing country diseases.
You mentioned earlier that there's been this long battle against malaria. And I understand that this vaccine in particular, RTSS, took some 30 years to develop. And that development process had to rely on funding from your organization and for others. I mean, why does it take so long to develop a vaccine against this disease?
So this is a really pesky parasite. It's evolved with humans for, you know, hundreds of thousands of years. It's figured out how to evade protective immune responses. And it's a challenge. And there are 4 different species that we need to address vaccines against. This is just one. It's the most deadly form of it. And it was really, you know, trial and error, trying a variety of different approaches before we landed on one where we took the major coat protein from the parasite, mixed it in with the hepatitis B vaccine, and put it with a powerful immune system stimulator to really drive the right type of immune response to block the parasite as it tries to get to the liver. So it's a complicated life cycle and takes a pretty powerful immune response to block it.
Well, that's David Kaslow. He is with PATH, the International Health Organization, where he's the director of their Center for Vaccine Innovation and Access. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.